and the Highway 16 bus engine is just about ready to roar. The first shuttle departs this morning from Morristown. Improved transportation between Smithers and the First Nation community has been years in the making, but it's also the first stop in a plan to expand public transportation between Prince George and Terrace. Lucy Gagnon is executive director for the Morristown Band, and I spoke with her earlier.
Good morning.
Why was your community so quick to sign on to getting bus service to and from Smithers?
Well, we had we did an informal survey, and we found that there was over 40 people that indicated that they could get employment in Smithers if they had steady transit. There's lack of transportation in our community, and so that kind of spurred us on. Plus, the new initiative that came forward from BC Transit, we thought we would apply, but yeah, other things have come up since then.
What's it like for people wanting to get to Smithers right now?
Well, we do have bus service Tuesday and Friday. There's three trips a day, but what we find is at the when it gets to Morristown, the bus is full. There's only 20 seats on the bus. Because it starts in Kispeaux, it does get full. So our people have basically either given up because, you know, they've tried two or three times to get on the bus with no luck. So then they just start hitchhiking or they pay people to take them to Smithers.
Who would those people be?
People that don't have transportation, a lot of single mothers, young mothers. There are people that don't have a driver's license, don't have a vehicle. And then there are some people that are hitching that work in Smithers. And
And so what sort of danger or risks are they at?
Well, the danger is in the hitchhiking. You know, we have three of our community members who are missing and presumed murdered. So the hitchhiking is the biggest danger. Not so much for the paying customers because whoever they pay will wait for them while they do their shopping.
It seems like would be a pretty expensive undertaking, though, to pay for a ride to Smithers to wait for the shopping. Do you have any idea how much it might cost a family to do that?
Well, one lady told me that she pays $40 and she has to buy the driver a lunch. So it could be $50, $55.
And in comparison, how much will this transit service cost people who want to go to Smithers?
It'll be $275 per trip, or they can get a $50 monthly pass.
This bus still only leaving twice a day, so people can go to Smithers in the morning, but they have to wait until the evening for a return trip. Is that enough to eliminate the need for hitchhiking or for these driver services?
Well, it's not enough, and we can't meet everyone's needs because we do have people that work. We have one fellow that gets off at 11 o'clock at night. Well, obviously, we can't meet that need because it's too late. It's one person. But it will assist those that currently work or want to commute. We can't meet everyone's needs.
One of the reasons this service is being set up is in response to, as you were mentioning, missing and murdered women along on Highway 16. You mentioned there were three missing individuals from the Morristown area. How much is that on your mind as you organize this?
Well, it's constantly on our mind because, you know, we don't want to lose another one. So that's a big part of us pushing forward and wanting to make changes. Whether it be male or female, we don't want to lose another member of our community. But yeah, we really need this.
Why?
The one example is we have a young man who we're very proud of. He had a real problem with addictions. And he got into a situation where he was told he needed to kick his addictions, and he managed to get a job in Smithers. And every day he's hitchhiking, and you know he hitchhikes early just so that he'll be on time for work. It's really changed his life that somebody's believed in him and given him a job, something that he you know, he's proud now to give his child more opportunities and be able to provide for her. And he actually did a video, and we were sharing that around because he talked about how difficult it is to some mornings, you know, start at 7:30 in the morning to get to work at 9 o'clock. So, you know, for him, that's the one that comes to my mind is, you know, the opportunity for safe and warm, and, you know, especially in this time,
mm-hmm.
warm transportation is.
Once this is up and running, what's your next goal for connecting Morristown to Smithers or even other cities?
Well, we know that there's a new transporter coming right from, or the transit bus coming right from Prince George to Prince Rupert. And, you know, if our people need to go in that direction, that opportunity will be available for them as well.
Lucy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Lucy Gagnon is executive director for the Morristown Band. And you heard her sharing the story of Joshua Alfred. He is a young man who used to hitchhike 5 days a week to go to work in Smithers from Morristown. And he has since moved to Smithers to be closer to work, but his girlfriend and child both still live in Morristown. So the shuttle still matters very much to him. He explains what it was like to wait for a ride in those winter hours.
Oh, sometimes it was like minus 24 to 27 sometimes, then it was freezing. Most of the times I just wanted to head her home. Oh, yeah, so there's a bunch of people asking me why I'm doing that, because some people ask me why you're doing that. There, some people go missing going hitchhiking, and like, well, why don't you just get a job here in Morristown? There's a mill there, and just a lot of people been asking why I've been hitchhiking. Why am I doing it for work and all that? You know, you need money because I need to pay my bills. I need money. There's no work in Morristown. And if I just sit at home and do nothing, where would I get income from, right?
Joshua Alfred now lives in Smithers. He was hitchhiking from Morristown to Smithers. And today is the beginning of the shuttle going from Morristown to Smithers 5 days a week. We turn it to you. How will that shuttle benefit you? Will you be using it on a daily or weekly basis? Where else would you like to see transportation improved in northern BC? Let us know. 1-866-340-1932 or send us an email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.